Saugus girls basketball coach Mark Surrender is joining us. And Mark, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bill, thanks for having me again. Always a pleasure.
Well, Mark, congratulations on the 100th win. You picked it up on Thursday night in your win over Danvers High School. And I know you guys have, we've done a couple of things with you so far this year. You're doing some good things this year. But first of all, what happened the night of the 100th win afterwards?
Oh, my assistant coach has been with me for all 10 years that I've been at Saugus. He's been great, instrumental in helping us be successful. He had the kids put on 100 glasses, and they had, you know, all sorts of paraphernalia. I think he got it for a 100-year-old birthday party, off of Amazon or something like that. So the kids were great. We celebrated in the locker room real briefly, but, you know, it was a great team win for us. We shot the ball really well in the first quarter, and I helped to get out to an early lead, and just kind of from there, we're able to play the defense in the closing three quarters and get out with a good win against Danvers.
I think I'd like to just move ahead to what you have remaining on your schedule. Then I maybe you can give me a quick update on the team in a moment here. But Mark, you have a very tough stretch ahead. You close out the league on Tuesday night at Peabody. So there's a team that hasn't lost in the league, and you've played them. Maybe you haven't played them once before, have you?
No, that's a crossover. Yeah, yeah. They haven't played them yet, correct.
Okay, so tell us how you're looking at this matchup with Peabody then.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're really good. We know that from playing them last year. They have a lot of the same cast of characters coming back. And, you know, they can score inside, they can score outside. They defend well, they rebound well. So we know we're going to be challenged basically in every phase of the game. And we had practice today, worked on some things to try to get ready for that. You know, ultimately, like, it's a fun time to be playing big games. It's February, and our team is still very much engaged in the season. We've had a great season. You know, PB is great, and we also, at this point in the year, we recognize that we're a good team. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun game for sure.
Now, I've talked to Tom Sawyer in the last week or two as well a couple of times, and I think you have them twice coming up, right? And does that close out your season, the Peabody, and then the two classical games, or do I have that wrong?
We play classical on Thursday, and then we play them again during the February vacation on Wednesday. So 6 days apart with those two classical games.
So now these next three opponents, meaning three games rather, two opponents, three games, as you just pointed out, just two losses total with those two teams. So the classical Rams undefeated, Peabody undefeated in league play. So you're definitely going to close it out. And in a way, I guess that's a good test to get ready for postseason.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And that's what we said to the players today at practice. And you know, I think that they are our players. They want that challenge. You know, they recognize what's in front of them as far as the competition. And they recognize what that means for the tournament. So it's a great test for us, you know, win, lose, or whatever. But we want to have environments where we know the other team is really good, and they do a lot of good things, and, you know, that can only get you ready. We don't know, obviously, who we're playing yet for the tournament, but that, you know, certainly there's a lot at stake in terms of seeding, and we could actually, we're tied with Winthrop right now in NEC South, so we could, if we were able to beat Peabody, we could be the champs on our own. Otherwise, we'd be co-champs with Winthrop. But, you know, it's fun. Every game from here on out is going to be a lot of fun. There's something on the line, and that's a credit to how hard our team has worked to be in this position and, you know, have games matter in February.
Absolutely. And I know, so you got the league titles and so on to think about. But as you get ready for postseason, how hard is it, or tell me about the process of getting teams, you know, in the habit of winning or learning how to win big games?
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily learning how to win big games. I think it's about the mentality going in. Oftentimes in big games, we are too amped up. I like to say that we want to be from 1 to 10, we want to be at a 4 in terms of our amp, because you tend to not shoot well, and that happened in our game against Winthrop this year. I felt like we were too amped up for the game. And so just being able to take deep breaths, and it's something that we're getting better at. I think that, you know, our first quarter, as I mentioned against Danvers the other day, we came out very relaxed, and Peyton DiBiasio hit a bunch of threes, Ashley Moore hit a bunch of threes, Juliana Powers, Taylor Delidi. Like, we had a really good shooting game against Danvers, and I think that you know, having the mentality that it's just another game is almost better than trying to say, okay, this is a big game because their team's record is good. It's like every game you should have a routine, and your approach should be no different. I want to, you know, my mechanics as a shooter to be the same. I want my heart rate to be the same. And so staying in a routine is something that we've talked about a lot, and trying to stay away from results-based ideas such as I'm going to make this shot, instead focus on, all right, how's my wrist or where are my eyes? You know, they're 17, 16 years old, so obviously, understandably, they're going to be excited to play these big games, and that's part of the fun, so we don't want to strip them from that. But at the same time, let's try to keep in mind what got us here.
Well, I'm thinking, Mark, I totally agree with all that you're saying. My mind is wandering. I'm thinking, well, the 100 wins, the 101 is going to be hard to get, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's great, though. I think that's competition is what we want. And we actually have Peyton right now is 2 points away from 500 going into this Peabody game. So that'll be pretty cool for her. I think I'm pretty confident she's going to get that. She's had a pretty good way of scoring this year. So that'll be cool for her to get that moment as a freshman. That's just like, it's unbelievable. We're only on game 17 of the season into her freshman year, and she's already got 500 points. It's just, it's phenomenal. So, I think it's, you know, getting back to that idea of getting 101 wins. Like, we're not worried about so much like, all right, how do we beat PB? It's like, no, let's focus on the first quarter. PB's had some amazing first quarters this year, and they've done it against us too, where they can just kind of go on a run right at the beginning and take you out for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, can we be in the first quarter? And then at that point, let's turn around. All right, now what do we do the second quarter to adjust?
Mark, I think I can narrow this down to one or two last questions, but take our listeners through. I mean, how do you think your team has grown from the start of the season to this point now, pretty much closing down to the final week of the regular season?
What's really been fun to see is how all the players fall into their role. You know, different players do different things well. That we have our rebounders, our defenders, our shooters. You know, and every kid is thriving in their role right now. And what's been really special is I have certain players that I'll put in for defensive situations, and then I'll take them out again if we have an opportunity for offensive substitutions. They never give me dirty language, like dirty body language, or they never fuss over it. They just thrive in their role and from the bench cheer on their team. And that is the sign of a good team. When everybody recognizes their role, thrives in their role, still competes and tries to get better at the things that they're weak at, but they recognize this is what I'm supposed to do in this situation. This is what I have control over. And I couldn't be prouder of how they've approached that. We play a lot of different kids. We might play in any given game 10 or 11 players. And a lot of times our opponents might play 7 or 8. And so that can be tricky, but our players are very open to the idea of I might be in for only 30 seconds and I'm going to do the best I can with that time. And just to see their maturity, their character, it's been a fun group to coach.
Mark, finally, let me ask you this. Was there a defining game for Saugus girls basketball this year, whether it be a win or a loss for you guys?
That's a good one. I think that the turnaround from Marblehead to we played Arlington Catholic, we went to 3-3 against Marblehead, and we went into the Arlington Catholic game not knowing exactly what type of team we had. We played great that night and ended up winning. We went to 4-3. And after that Marblehead game, I think we've won 10 of 11. So it was a huge turning point. We thought we didn't shoot well against Marblehead, but we thought we had a good team. And that Arlington Catholic game kind of gave us a leap of confidence and, you know, that we can go out there against a Catholic Conference opponent team. And if we do our things, when we take care of us, we can compete with anybody. I think that game showed us a lot. So that sort of turnaround, those back-to-back games, was huge for us.
Well, Mark, anything else you want to share with us about the team as you, again, prepare for the final three regular season games?
No, just excited that we're in this position. And like I said, with Peyton coming up on an individual milestone and then just team-wide, you know, it's been an incredible year for everybody. And so shout-outs to Jessica Bremberg and Ashley Moore are two captains for the leadership that they've had in keeping us together throughout this. And, you know, hopefully more to come going forward.
Absolutely. Mark Schierender, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. There he is, Saugus girls basketball coach Mark Schierender with us here on MSONewsSports.com.